Hello everyone, it's Angel. This is my fourth Pillow Talk audio. I am really enjoying them. It's really fun to think up these topics and to share things with you and to get to share a little bit of literature with you. I'm really enjoying it, and I know I said that I was only going to make eight, but it may be more than that. But we'll see. We'll see. Tonight's theme, since I've been doing themes, is sleep and dreams, which is kind of silly that I didn't do that for the first one, but sleep is not something that I do very much of. If you know anything about me, I have insomnia. I don't sleep very often. I guess if you listen to my fantasies, and my other audios, there's a lot of my fantasies deal with sleep and nighttime, and it's just because it's kind of a fantasy of mine to be able to sleep at night, which I don't do. But I'm getting better at sleeping, getting a little more sleep, because I certainly should. It's just hard, and to fall asleep. Anyways, that's another reason I really like these Pillow Talk audios, because hopefully it's helping some of you relax and if not fall asleep, at least help, you know, calm you down after your day or after a stressful moment during your day. I really like the thought of just being there for you. Anyways, so I wanted to share a poem with you. It's called The Dream. It's by John Donne, and he's my absolute favorite. I know I've shared something with you in the past, in one of my earlier Pillow Talk audios. It was surprisingly difficult to think of a poem that talked about sleep or dreams. You would think poetry would be just riddled with it, but nothing was really coming to mind. And when I finally did a few searches, because none of my own literature that I had at home had anything that really looked promising. I still had trouble finding something. I knew of this poem, but I didn't want to repeat authors, but I guess he's my favorite, so why not? And it's my audio, so I guess I'm allowed to do whatever I want, right? So this is called The Dream. Dear love, for nothing less than thee would I have broke this happy dream. It was a theme for reason, much too strong for fantasy. Therefore thou wakest me wisely, yet my dream thou brokest not, but continuedest it. Thou art so truth that thoughts of thee suffice to make dreams truth and fables history. Enter these arms, for which thou thoughtest it best, not to dream all of my dream, let's act the rest. As lightning or a taper's light, thine eyes and not thy noise waked me, yet I thought thee, for thou lovest truth, an angel, at first sight. But when I saw, thou sawest my heart, and knewest my thoughts, beyond an angel's art. When thou knewest what I dreamt, when thou knewest when excess of joy would wake me, and camest then, I must confess, it could not choose but be profane to think thee anything but thee. Coming and staying showed thee, but rising makes me doubt that now thou art not thou. That love is weak, where fear's as strong as he, 'tis not all spirit pure and brave. If mixture it of fear, shame, honor have, perchance as torches which must ready be, men light and put out, so thou dealest with me. Thou camest to kindle, goest to come, then I will dream that hope again, but else would die. Okay, so really quickly, just so you kind of have an idea, if you're not sure what I just read to you, I'm sure some people completely understood. The first part, his love is waking him in the middle of a dream, and he says that he would not have woken up from that dream for anyone else but her, but she's so much better than any dream he could possibly have. But since she woke him in the middle of the dream, he didn't get to finish it, then he's telling her we must act the rest of the dream out. So you can imagine what he was dreaming about. And he says at first, because it was dark in the room, and he was waking up, and there was only a little bit of light, whether it be lightning filling the room with just a flash of light or just the light glow of a candle. He thought at first she was an angel, and then he realized that she saw his heart, that she knew him so much better than any angel could, and he knew it was his love. And so it's a nice poem. I like it. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed it. I think it's a sweet compliment to be compared to an angel. All right. So next thing I wanted to share with you is I post all of my audios now on Soundgasm, which is a bit of a change. If you're new, then obviously it's not changed at all. But if you're not new, this is where you'll be finding my audios for a time, until I work out a better spot. So just bear with me. But some of you find out when I post my audios through my Tumblr page, and others find them through Reddit. And if you're not familiar with Reddit, there's a page called Gone Wild Audios, which is very fun. And then the other page that I just recently started sharing on is called Pillow Talk Audio. And on their page, there is a new questionnaire called the Little Audio Questionnaire of Slumber. And it's 10 questions. So I thought I would share that with you guys. The first question is, how many pillows do you sleep with and how do you arrange them? I have four pillows on my bed. The big, like, king size pillows. Three of which I sleep with just piled on top of each other, just underneath my head. And then the fourth pillow, like, if anyone were to sleep with me, that would be where the other pillow is. Sometimes I go down to two pillows, but most of the time it's three pillows. It's just more comfortable for me. Question two. When sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own space? I love to cuddle. I will never pass up cuddling. Certainly if someone doesn't want to cuddle, it's not like I'm gonna make them feel bad about it. But I do. I'm a cuddler. I'm totally a cuddle bunny. Three. When you are cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? I love to be wrapped up in a person's arms and just have their body against me, and just you feel so safe, and it's just such a happy feeling to be held by someone and just wrapped up in their body. So definitely that one. But I'm like an equal opportunity cuddler, so I will cuddle the other person if they need me, if they need it. Four. What is something you have done to help you get to sleep that has worked? I'm still trying to figure that one out. I've tried everything that I've read and been told. I've tried, drinking all sorts of different tea at night, taking hot showers with aromatherapy body wash and candles and lotion and massage oil, and it makes my skin really soft. It smells great, but it doesn't really affect my mood that much. Some people say you should have background noise, like a television or a radio or, some kind of white noise, like a fan. I've tried all of that. Other people say it should be completely dark in your bedroom and only sleep in your bed and don't do anything else. So I kind of have tried everything, and I don't know. The blacking out my bedroom, I think, has helped the most, because I do sleep during the day. Anyways, moving on. Question 5. What position do you sleep in? I sleep on my left side. I'm kind of curled up. I always seem to wake up on my back. Sometimes on my left side still, but can't sleep on my stomach. It's just not comfortable. At hotels, when they make the beds at hotels, and they, like, I don't know how they do it, but they tuck those sheets in under the mattress so tight, and that's, like, the first thing I have to do before I go to sleep when I stay at a hotel is untuck that sheet, because I have to sleep with my feet tucked under the blankets. That's how my dad used to tuck me in when I was little, and I guess it was just a sleep habit that followed me throughout my life, because I still have to sleep that way. Question 6. Have you ever listened to a recording in pillow talk to help you fall asleep? I haven't listened to, like, an official pillow talk audio, no. Someone read a few stories for me and recorded it. And so sometimes I listen to that to help fall asleep. Other times I listen to, I'll have my iPad, tucked under my pillows, and I'll listen to, Audible, a book, being read. Sometimes, do you sleep with some sort of background noise, such as music or a TV? Well, I guess I've kind of just answered that. If I really know that I need some kind of background noise and I don't want to have, headphones on or earbuds in, I'll put Finding Nemo in my TV in my bedroom, and I'll fall asleep to that, or try to fall asleep to that. And I mean, it's a really great story, of course, but it's really beautiful, and I don't know if you've seen it. Water is really soothing for me. I mean, most people, I think it is. And it's just a really beautifully done, I know it's a cartoon, but the water throughout it is just, calming. Anyways, I used to have, not where I live now, but prior, I used to have a fish tank in my bedroom, which was really, really soothing. But my cat liked to try and go fishing, which obviously does not help with your sleep. Are you a restful sleeper? Or are you more like a wrecking ball? I don't move. If I'm asleep, I'm in that position. Typically the bed looks like it was made around me, because I don't move at night. I think maybe if I'm dreaming a lot, I probably am a little more restless. Or, when you don't feel good. But for the most part, I stay in the same position all night. What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? Wouldn't you like to know? No. Typically, it's fantasies or daydreams. Really positive, happy things that make me smile are the things I think about. Obviously, you don't want to think about your worries or problems. That's not going to help you relax to fall asleep. Sometimes you can't help it, though. All right, and question 10. How often do you need to come before you can fall asleep? I always need to come. I think you guys know that by now. I always need to, but I guess for me, I have an orgasm before I fall asleep and when I wake up in the morning or evening. That's just kind of part of my routine, I guess. Do I need to fall asleep? I like to. Let's go that route. I don't think I need to fall asleep, but I don't think it hurts anything. All right, so that is my answers to the little audio questionnaire of Slumber. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed my poem. This is a shorter Pillow Talk audio. I hope. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. I always want to make them 30 minutes just to help help you rest. The next one I'll try to make longer. So if you're falling asleep, have sweet dreams. And if you're just listening to listen to this, I hope you enjoyed it. And I will talk to you all very soon. Mwah. Bye.